Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Judge Jim Gray. His website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Several of his books include Wearing the Robe, Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed, and What We Can Do About It, and also 2030 Kids. Judge, we have lost, and I don't know when it happened, but you're right. We've lost the ability to discuss things with people without other people going ballistic. What happened?
You know, I trace it back to when we got all these cable TV channels, and I thought, wow, that's going to be wonderful. We're all going to get different information. But I was wrong, because now you'll find these different cable TV channels that will find exactly your thoughts, George, and your biases, and will cater everything right to you. And it made us very polarized. We don't have any Walter Cronkites anymore that try to talk to everybody. They just talk to individuals. And do this sometime, where we have an important story, listen to about 5 different broadcasts and different stations, and they'll get the names right, and everything else will be slanted one way or the other. It's a sorry thing, and I think it's resulted in our being so polarized, which is a disaster.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Do you have hope that we're going to pull ourselves out of it?
George, we're resilient. I do, certainly so. We've faced a lot of difficulty in our past, but we need some leadership, and we need people to stand up. And by the way, it's our government, George, and if it's not working, we have no one to blame but ourselves. That's a rather overwhelming task, but it's up to all of us to hold people accountable, to contact our elected officials and say, wait a minute, what about this, and what are you doing about that? You mentioned one of our books, I'm proud to say, that I wrote with my wife, Grace Walker Gray. It's called 2030 Kids. We are the rising heroes of the planet. And it talks about, I think, the most important issue facing our country today, which is that we have too many public schools failing our children, and it's unnecessary, and it certainly doesn't have to happen, but it's a tragedy, and it almost always gravitates into lower economic areas, which regretfully are a lot of African Americans, Hispanics, and that sort of thing. It's not racial, but it's economic. But we've written a novel to try to empower parents to understand that if they could choose where their government money would be spent for the education of their children, they would demand excellence, and they would receive it. So if you think about it, George, and this is something that's really leading our country astray, public education is the only area in our economy where the provider dictates what the purchaser will buy, and so they don't have to compete. But if you bring in choice, you bring in empowering parents to choose, now you'll have competition and everybody will get better, except teachers that can't or won't teach. They'll be fired, fortunately, and we will have to go off and do something different. But losing our children at such an early age for not getting a quality education is a disaster, and we must change that.
I looked at that title for that book, 2030, and it seemed like it was millions of years away. It's only 7 years away from now. My gosh.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's amazing. We take a fourth grade student, and, you know, 7 or 8 years from now, he's going to be graduating from high school, and he's going to be out there in the world. And what type of person will he or she be? And it's so much better. We have them decide to all be investigators, and so they're going to decide to make a table. Well, because you have to measure, and you have to add up, and you have to, you know, all this sort of stuff. So we have them much more active in their school, It's just exciting, an exciting possibility, and it's starting to sweep the country. And Arizona's gone into this now, lots of places in Florida, Milwaukee, Wisconsin has had it for years. It's something everybody should look into and support.
Are the schools different than when we went to school?
Yes, I think so. I got a very quality education, but we were upper middle class, and I was public schools all the way.
Me too.
I met Milton Friedman one time. Actually, I was running a drug policy for him. He was there, and in intermission, he was talking about school choice. And I said, well, Dr. Friedman, I was a product of public schools. I don't want to harm our public schools. And he said, Jim, let me ask you two questions. Number one, if you're the parent of a high school-age child, what country in the world would you want that child to go to get the best public education that he or she could? And I said, well, I'm not sure, but probably not the United States of America. He said, I think you're right. Second question, if you're the parent of a college-age child, what country in the world would you want that child to go to get the best quality public education that he or she could? And I said, well, there, I think it would be the United States. He said, I agree with that as well. You know the difference? Parents can choose where their money's going to be spent for college. They cannot choose for high school. He converted me at that moment. It's critically important.
What about private schools?
Well, it could be private school, it could be military school, a vocational school. The parents are in much better position to understand the best place for their child to go and the best type of education. You know, some are going to be doctors of philosophy and others want to be mechanics. So maybe a vocational school would be best for some, liberal arts school. You know, let the parents choose and let the money go where those choices are made. They will demand excellence again, and it will be a lot more catered to the needs of that individual child.
Do you think we should make drugs legal?
No, but only in a technical word. I would regulate and control them, basically like wine, as far as some of them, like marijuana. But as far as the other mind-altering drugs, I'd probably put them in the control of medical doctors, the medical profession. So then if you're going, and they could prescribe them, but they would then educate you. George, think about it this way with regard to mind-altering, sometimes addicting substances. The best quality program we have had in the United States in the last 40 years is with cigarettes. You know, we have not made them illegal for adults, but we put education out there, we put actual mores out there, we put restrictions with regard to where you can smoke, and it's worked. We have many, many fewer young people smoking cigarettes than certainly when I was growing up. And so a program of that kind where you rely on education and responsibility is where we should go with these other substances as well. And then you get into a disaster, which is fentanyl. You know, fentanyl, people do not overdose on fentanyl. George, that's a drug poisoning, and it's caused by drug prohibition because we have no quality control. You don't know what you're putting into your body. You don't know what the substances are. You don't know what the strengths are, and that's why people die. When we had alcohol prohibition, we had the same problem with white lightning, with impurities in the alcohol. People would go blind. We heard that. And people could die. That went away almost overnight when we came to our senses and repealed alcohol prohibition. So it's the lack of quality control and, of course, the drug money. I already talked about, you know, juvenile street gangs, but just look at Mexico, George. Look what our drug money has done for life in Mexico, where the cartels now almost outgun the military,
yeah.
The government. They have more money, too, and it's just been a bloody disaster, literally so. It's all caused by our policy of drug prohibition. Shame on us.
Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Plans to run for political office again?
No, I'm running away from political office at this point, George. I tell people, and you mentioned it, that I ran for Congress as a Republican in 1998. I ran as a Libertarian for U.S. Senate in 2004, and I was the Libertarian nominee for Vice President in 2012. Didn't get close to winning any of those elections. So I tell people with all sincerity that I'm not a politician, and I have the votes to prove it.
I think people are tired of politicians, aren't they?
I am. I don't see any leaders in our country. Forget whatever political views you have. I don't see any leadership where people are standing up and educating, saying, this is the reason, this is why we should do such and such. Basically, in fact, I just got something today with a man that's going to run for president as a Libertarian. And he says, in fact, his name is Lars Mapstead. He says, if you think the problems government caused are bad, wait till you see there's proposed solutions. And, you know, government's just off base. It's not the right way to go. It doesn't do things nearly as well as the private sector. George, talk about controversial. I would do away with FEMA, you know, the Federal Emergency Response, and just have private contracts with the Red Cross when we have a disaster. They do a far better job than government.
They always did.
Yes.
They always did.
Yes, we should.
We have a huge prisoner population listenership, Jim.
Yes, we do.
Huge. And how many of those people should really be in jail?
Some should be in jail. Some should be in prison for a while, but a vast majority could have gone on probation without that. We over-incarcerate a particularly mindlessly long periods of time incarceration. Now, I'm not talking about Charles Manson and Sirhan Sirhan, that
right.
sort of
serial
stuff.
Serial killers, murderers, all that.
But there's so many people that, okay, maybe they made a mistake. Maybe they're factually innocent. You know, but they had a snitch who was going to testify wrongly that, oh, he confessed to me or whatever, and he's facing 30 years in prison if you go to trial and they believe the snitch, and they're offering you 2 years in prison if you plead guilty. Some people that are factually innocent are literally coerced into pleading guilty. Now, I'm not damning the entire system, George. I think our system is basically pretty good, but it certainly has some holes in it, and certainly I think that the Bureau of Prisons needs to be examined. We need to get some transparency much more into our prisons. We have too many people that died of COVID. We have lack of medical care in prison that is, I think, a disgrace from what I can tell. I have a good friend who's a medical doctor who was in a women's prison and just monitoring it. He said it's just terrible. And these people are in our custody, and they should have a threshold of security, health care, nutrition, exercise. I mean, it's just basic to who we are. In fact, it was Dostoevsky, I think it was, who said that you can tell more about a society by walking into its prisons than you can any other way. And I don't think our society would look very good from what I can tell.
I hear the prison system in Mexico is deplorable.
Oh, do not get arrested in Mexico. By the way, I wouldn't want to go to Turkey. I mean, there are a lot of bad places.
Or Iran.
I understand that. But, you know, you go into Switzerland, you go into Sweden, you go into most of the European countries, they have a far lower number of people in prison for a far lower period of time. And when they are there, they actually address their needs. Like I told you, I address the needs of alcoholics. But, you know, if you have a mental illness, they help you with that. If you don't have a job, they help you get job skills. George, the recidivism rate for people that have a job is plummets. And if you don't have a job, it's increased. You're almost guaranteed to go back into prison. So help people get some job skills while they're in custody. We call them correctional institutes, but they're only correctional in the name only. We don't mostly help people get a degree, learn some job skills, and be able to go out and support yourself, which most people want to be able to do.
What's going on with carjackings and car thefts and stuff? It's at a record pace right now. It's out of control. I've seen videos of people pumping gas at a gas station, and a couple thugs will come by, jump in that car that maybe was foolishly running still or something like that, and take off and steal it. What's happening, Jim?
We are into a lawless thing. You know, we have declared war on police in a lot of ways, you know, defund the police. So the police, and they know if they go out and they get into a little bit of trouble, they're going to get hounded. So they're much more reticent to get out and do this. I was in Oakland about 2 months ago, city of Oakland. I went to Amsterdam University. They were having which is marijuana education related. And while we were there in this wonderful old theater, some people broke into a car. They smashed the rear window. They took a bunch of camera equipment. And so the guy that had the car found out, called 911, didn't get a response. And a friend of mine who was with me, who was a former police officer, saw a police car going by, flagged them down, told them what had happened, and the guys weren't even interested. They weren't even going to go over and look at it or file a report. And it's like, I mean, goodness sakes, get these carjackers know that they're not going to be tracked down, hey, that's an open invitation, and that's where we're going. But at least people have that feeling, which is a disaster for us all. I wrote an editorial op-ed piece with my friend, submitted it to the Oakland newspapers. They weren't even interested. I said, you know, this is what happened. This is why crime is increasing in Oakland and other places, because the police are not doing their job. Because they know that sometimes if they make a mistake, they're going to get persecuted. So I would, as a judge...
And the few times they do make mistakes, obviously.
Well, of course they do. Everyone does. But I tell people, I have an opportunity to speak to prosecutors and police officers. I look them square in the face and say, you have an absolute mandate to do the right thing for the right reason every time. Now, we know you're going to make mistakes sometimes, but if you try to do the right thing, we've got your back. Don't worry, we've got your back. But if you do things for political reasons or do things like seemingly happened in Memphis, which I can't even discuss, but, you know, if you...
Those are 10 shows all by themselves.
We're going to investigate and prosecute.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.